This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With so much going on, I didn't get any teasers today.
No heads up. All right, you want to send these in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. We'll get to as many as we can today. I'll give you this heads up. We have good cop or bad cop, stay or go, and first Valentine's Day.
Oh, first Valentine. Big day tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pressure.
If we have time, we'll get to a few more, but we'll start with good cop, bad cop. Dear John, I found out my high school son has been stealing some of our liquor to drink with his buddies. Says, I actually don't think it's a huge deal. I drank in high school and don't want to be a hypocrite, but at the same time, he shouldn't do something stupid. He's only 16. There should be consequences. How did you handle alcohol with your kids? Should I be good cop or bad cop?
So not a lot of alcohol in our house to begin with, but there is some, and it is, you set the precedent early in regards to responsible drinking. You show, you know, you model good behavior, but you also make sure that they know, hey, you're not allowed to drink till you're 21. Now Lucy's at college. We all know what, I have no idea what she's going to do there. But again, I hope example and modeled behavior, and we've had some discussions about what it's like the next day. And, you know, hey, there are consequences to your actions. In regards to this specifically, if you were to partake of any of this alcohol, I found out about it. All right. You better get used to your room because they're 16. There's no car. There's no driving. And one of the things that if this individual has gone to through the process of the permit, mm-hmm. and driver's license. The one thing that you do know is as a parent, when, and they'll tell the child, hey, your parent has the opportunity to revoke this at any time. Boom, your license is gone. Not only can you not drive with me, you can't drive with anyone, and no car, no phone, no access to anything. Like, I will drop the hammer on the kids. They know it. And they know it ahead of time. These are the consequences. So test me. Go ahead.
So I'm going to write that down. Holy as bad smokes. Cop. Go ahead, Heather.
Well, I have yet to decide how I will handle this, but I think I will be much more of a good cop because my parents modeled great behavior. I never really saw them engaging in drinking, you know, occasionally here and there, right? However, I was this teen. I was taking liquor from my parents' cabinet, filling it with water. There was one holiday. My mom grabbed this huge thing of vodka, and I was like, oh my God, that's like all water. That's all water. That's all water. And I looked at my cousin. I was like, you have to go to the store because she's going to make these drinks, and she's going to know it's not actually vodka. You need to go get, you know, whatever. I think for me and my kids, I would let them know that this is not behavior I would like them to engage in, but if they're going to do it, there has to be some rules. It has to be at my house. If you have a friend, I must have their keys. Nobody is getting behind the wheel. Things like that.
Do you worry about encouraging it then at that point?
No. And so, let me tell you this. Because I had drank in high school, by the time I got to college, I mean, I drank in college, of course, but like there were some of my friends who were very strict parents, couldn't drink in high school, couldn't. And they were a mess in college. I don't want my daughter to be doing this, right? Okay, and I don't want her to have to be sneaking it. If she is going to be drinking, I'd like to know that she is drinking. I'd like to be there with her, at least in the house with her, not like hanging out with her friends in the basement. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, I want her to be at home with me, with a parent involved. Like, I don't want her sneaking around and doing it.
Yeah, I will be bad cop until they're 21. There is absolutely, even when they're 20, Lucy comes home or Jack gets to that age, it's not happening in my house until you're 21.
Stay or go? Heather, you want to go with this
one? Do this one. Okay. Dear John, I know you mentioned that you moved recently, and it's something I've been considering too. The other option is to renovate the house we currently live in. It's big enough. It's just kind of dated, right? So does it make sense to stay and remodel the kitchen and bathrooms, or should we just move?
So we went through this entire process of we wanted to remodel our room, the kitchen, do a lot of stuff. And some of it I did by myself, but the cost of remodeling versus what the value adds to your house and how long you're going to be there. Will you be able to recoup that cost? For us, it didn't work. The math didn't work out. So we started looking to move. And that's really, I think, where you've got to decide, are you going to be in that house long term? So if you're going to make those improvements, and whether it's a kitchen, it's a bath, whatever it is, the ones that we did do was the roof and the heating and cooling, because I knew that those were ones that we would be able to add value when we went to sell the house.
They kind of pay for themselves if you do sell. Yeah,
the kitchen and all of the interior work, we weren't going to recoup that from when we wanted to sell the house.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really, there's a lot of factors. I don't know how much everything is going to cost. It's also, do you really like that area? Like, do you like your neighborhood, your lot? Are you in a good school district? Do you have kids? I mean, there's a lot involved in it. So I think you have to do the math and make the right move for you.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First Valentine's Day. Dear John, this is my first Valentine's Day as a married couple.
Oh.
I made reservations at White Castle's special tableside service. Parentheses, I'm the White Castle fan. She tolerates it. Is this okay? Assuming the answer is yes, I have an old White Castle gift card in my wallet. Am I okay to use it on a romantic dinner, or should I pay with cash credit? Background, it's not about the budget. It's my love of White Castle.
Okay, so if you wherever you're going, if you got a gift card, then use it. That's not the issue here. The issue is, and I'll come at this from a couple of angles. It's your first Valentine's Day as a married couple. I can 100% appreciate setting that bar as low as possible because next year it's a little bit easier to get over and you could continue to up your game as you get older and as the years go up, because we all know 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 25, all of those are landmarks, and the one is a landmark. Hey, congratulations, high five, you made it. But dude, don't go this low unless she is a huge fan of White Castle, or your first date was at White Castle, your first kiss, the first time. And I'm naming all of the different dates that Jim Costa would celebrate.
Yep.
The first time you held hands, the first time you locked eyes, the first time you did anything, it was at White Castle. I could understand it a little bit more, but no, man, come on, go to somewhere real.
I could feel Heather's blood boiling as I was reading this,
and then I just googled because I'm like, this can't be a real thing.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it's a real thing. I didn't know. Yeah, this is a real thing. And he called it a romantic dinner. Eating dinner at a White Castle, whether it's their special Valentine's Day Love Castle event, is not romantic.
Right. So again,
this is an awful idea. Don't do it.
What is it that you want out of the day? If you want it to end well and you want to be, quote unquote, happy, I don't think you go to White Castle.
No, no. I get it. Yes. Like you mentioned, the first kiss, first date, whatever. I still don't think you go to White Castle, even if that's.
Maybe that is an homage to those dates, and you pull through, you spend a couple of moments there, you celebrate the moment, but then you say, hey, don't order too much because first of all, my gift card only covers a six pack, but then we're actually going to go to, I don't know, Red Lobster.
You got to class it up better than that.
To Red Lobster.
There I have no go. Issue with the gift card. Uh-huh.
And like, for dessert, we're going to go to Taco Bell.
I don't care how you pay for it. If you have a gift card,
right,
good for
yeah.
you. I don't care
but
about
class
that.
It up. Come on.
It's awful.
What is the standard, Heather? Because you seem to have the highest here.
I mean, let's not go to a fast food restaurant. I mean, I think that's pretty
so
easy.
So any sit down is fine.
I mean, for some people, I'm not going to Chili's.
All right.
You don't want any baby.
Sorry, Applebee's.
Just catching strays today.
Applebee's. Right. Hey, Applebee's, you might run into Dan Campbell.
Well, then take me to Applebee's. No, I'm just saying, I don't want to go to a chain restaurant.
I agree with you, actually.
Okay.
Thank you.
How about if it's not a chain restaurant. It's one, but Colin were to DoorDash it and have it sent home. Now,
that's fine.
Okay.
Right. Takeout's fine.
Yeah. Might be cold.
Well, don't get it cold. I mean, time it up. Or
DoorDash. Yeah,
you'd be cool with DoorDash priority on the first order. Valentine's?
Yes, I would. I would rather DoorDash and eat it in my house than eat it at a White Castle. Like if between those two, I'd be okay with that. I'm not big on Valentine's Day. But if you are going to take me out, don't take me to White Castle.
And especially if there's going to be alcohol, their timing probably serves itself better at that point as well.
And that is Dear John. It's 97.1.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.